Rabbana, Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu wa ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be talking about a subject which is related to one of the good moral characteristics that has been encouraged in Islam. Of course, I'm speaking of gallantry or chivalry, which in Arabic we call muruvvat. The question we want to pose with respect to this topic is, what is the meaning of gallantry? Or how do we interpret it in Islam? Obviously, outside of Islam, somebody might give a different interpretation of it. So for this reason, we need to look at what exactly Islam says about the meaning of this term. In order to learn the answer to this question, we can take inspiration from some of the hadiths which have been narrated from the infallibles, alayhi salam, regarding this topic. By way of example, in one beautiful hadith, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the following to a man from Thaqif. O brother from Thaqif, what is gallantry in your opinion? He said, O Messenger of God, it is fairness and peacemaking. Al-insaf wal-islah, meaning being fair and being peaceful with others. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded by saying, that is how it is for us as well. The Prophet agreed with this young man's explanation of what gallantry was. So from this hadith we can gather that being fair and just and being peaceful with others, this is a part of and an aspect of gallantry. In another beautiful hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam was asked about gallantry, and in response he said, it is to not do something secretly which you would be ashamed to do in public. So an aspect of gallantry is being mindful, being sincere and open and not being hypocritical, displaying characteristics in public that you really do not have and which you would act contrary to when in private. In another hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, the gallantry of a man will not be complete until he is educated in religion, economizes in his living, is patient in tragedy when it befalls him, and finds the bitterness of his brethren sweet. Here the Imam, he mentions a number of different characteristics, all of which are aspects of gallantry, meaning being educated, being economic in one's life, having patience, and being forbearance with one's brothers in faith. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the interpretation and meaning of gallantry in Islam in the light of the hadith of the infallibles. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.